The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.
So, picture this for a moment as we get into the next discussion. You leave the house with your child, with your son, and he is going to school on CV's day. And as he gets to school, he happens to be wearing a pink shirt because that's what he decided to wear, or that's what was available to wear. And as he walks in, picture the faces of all the kids that turn around and look at him. And eventually, all the jokes and the laughing start to pick up from there. And everybody starts to actually pick on him. That's what he experiences in that moment. He starts to experience some bullying because of the color of his shirt. Now, we've seen this play out so many different times. But now, as time has evolved, the form of bullying has evolved as well. We've seen the billboards as we drive around in the streets. You know the billboards that you see when you go home. You kind of already cram them. That as you see this one, that means I'm however minutes away from home. And on those billboards is faces of people that are ambassadors for whatever the brand may be. And somehow, in some way, we all walk around with these billboards in our pockets. And so much bigger these billboards are for our children as they experience cyberbullying. Because, like I mentioned earlier, it happens that the bully that they experience at school is not the bully that stays at school. If anything, actually goes with them beyond the borders of the school as they are in their pocket. Today is World Bullying Day, and in kind of bringing awareness to it, World Day of Bullying Prevention rather, in kind of bringing awareness to this, we're going to be isolating and focusing specifically on cyberbullying, something that has picked up tremendously over the last couple of years with the evolvement and growth of technology. And joining me to give me more details about this and kind of share light into the work that they do, I've got Rianette Leibowitz, who is a part of the Safety Net Cyber Safety and author of Raising a Screen Savvy Child, to give us about all the details of the work that they do to help you and I to ensure that we have a generation that does not experience cyberbullying any further. With that being said, Rianette, thank you so much for making time to be with us on the Afternoon Drive today.
It's my pleasure. Thank you, Kosi. And thank you for putting the spotlight on this very important topic.
It is absolutely a very important topic. And I think parents alike are kind of frustrated and confused in terms of how to navigate it, because it feels so alone and so highlighted as something that you experience on your own with your child. So it's easy to think then it's something that is just isolated to you and your child, and you never know who to ask. But let me start first with asking this question. Help paint the picture. What is the situation right now when it comes to cyberbullying? Is it as bad as what we are perceiving it to be, or is it something that's still very slowly on the rise in our nation?
It's definitely something that happens daily to so many people in various degrees. And because we get different types of cyberbullying, I would like to say it's not if it happens to you or your child, it's when it's going to happen. Mm. And it's just the nature of us being online. And I always say, like, the internet is like a digital highway. And like on any other highway, we unfortunately get drunk drivers and people without licenses. We get the same on the digital highway. And the drunk drivers in cyberspace are the criminals and the people out there who really want to make our lives difficult and steal from us, whilst the people without licenses in the digital world are the people who don't know how to be responsible digital citizens. And many of our young people experience cyberbullying, and statistics have shown that 1 in 4 parents know that their children have been bullied or know of someone who's been bullied. Sure. So it is a huge, huge issue.
Sure. It is actually very huge. If I'm thinking 1 in 4 parents, and I think that analogy that you're using in terms of the digital highway is so apt. Let's maybe talk about the work that that needs to be done. Or let me maybe ask it this way. As a parent, as you've mentioned 1 in 4, and I'm one of the three who is absolutely unaware of if my child is experiencing cyberbullying. I've set up things in place in terms of what they watch and the content they consume, but I have no connection to the digital space in terms of what they experience. Are there signs that I can look out for as a parent, or things that I can listen out for, certain mannerisms that might indicate to me that, hey, wait a minute, something might just be wrong over here?
Well done for setting up those parental controls and being involved. That's the first step, is always your relationship with your child, so that you are aware of those subtle behavioral changes. Maybe they become more observed or reserved and don't want to go to school. Maybe they say that, listen, you will see they become quiet, they become reserved, they become very much just feeling alone. Because if I can quickly just paint a picture, if someone is being cyberbullied, and let's use the story that you shared earlier, when that bullying and harassment goes over to social media or onto a WhatsApp group and everyone's discussing this child and the pink shirt, they get kicked off all the groups. They are no longer friends online because people don't want to be associated with him or her. And they feel rejected, they feel humiliated, and they feel so lonely. And all those things could lead to depression, self-harm, and even suicide. And that's why I like your question, because we have to be very, very in tune with our children. And unfortunately, sometimes they will come home and say, I'm being cyberbullied, or people are saying nasty things about me online. And we, some parents will say, but that's not such a big deal, my love. We know, you know, you belong here. We love you. You are cared for. But in their world, everything is shattered, and they feel like, listen, my world is falling apart because they depend so much on that. So we have to be so, you know, be on the lookout for those types of signs, and help them and speak to them about it.
It's very hectic in terms of, you know, being able to pick up the signs and what to say exactly after, and not just kind of brush it over, because like you're saying, in their world, this is something that is absolutely massive, and they're trying to figure out how to navigate it. When there's a child who's listening maybe right now who might be driving with a parent and is experiencing what we're referring to as cyberbullying, but they've never thought of it as, hey, actually I am being cyberbullied, even though I am being kicked out of the groups, or there's WhatsApp statuses that I'm seeing that are speaking about something that happened to me earlier at school today. It's like the picture that you've painted before, which I used in the opening, speaking about the bully leaving the school with me in my pocket to the house. What can they do to kind of say, speak out and say, hey, I'm experiencing cyberbullying, or the things that could look out for to say this might be an indicator that maybe, just maybe, this is not normal, because most children will like to assume that, oh, it's normal, you know, we only just make jokes, it's nothing out of the ordinary, but to be able to realize that, hey, no, this has crossed that line into something more than normal. Even though I'm feeling it, I'm actually able to confirm it, to say, yes, this has definitely crossed that line.
It's a good question. And unfortunately, young people are so used to trickery and, oh, but I didn't mean it, I just made a joke, or we just wanted to see what would happen. And meantime, someone's heart is broken. So maybe just for everyone listening, for all of us to be on the same page, let's just ask, what is cyberbullying? Cyberbullying happens when digital platforms and devices are used to intentionally embarrass or harm someone over a period of time. And the victims then could become isolated and spiral into loneliness. And the thing is, it happens over time. It's not necessarily just a once-off thing. And exclusion is one example of cyberbullying. And it's so important that if you are now experiencing cyberbullying, that you will know that there are places that you can go to for help. And I don't know, Nkosi, can I maybe share some of the helplines that are available?
Most definitely. It's one of the questions I was going to ask for someone who's trying to actually find help. Where can they go? Are there things available for a cyberbullying assistance from there? So please, yes.
Yes. So Safety Net was specifically created for all cybercrime victims so that we can help you through the process, because it's a stressful and daunting process, and we've got a network of experts to help you. But what I'm really excited about is my collaboration with Cadbury PS, and we've created together a WhatsApp line that you can contact, and I'm going to give the number because we want people to send the word help to this line. And on this line, we you know, we ask a couple of questions just to determine, do you want information? Are you being bullied? Are you the bully? Do you want to reach out for help? And if you need help, you will get sent through to Safety Net. Hmm. And we've got videos and some cool PDF downloads and so forth. And we want people to know that there is a place to go to for help for both young people and parents and anyone who needs help. Oh, wow. So can I share the number?
Yes, please go for it.
The number is 061-9797-217. And if you don't have a pen with you, you can go onto Cadbury PS and there, or my website, and you can find it on the social media platforms, because it's important that we know that it's a WhatsApp line. And yeah, I think that it's so wonderful to see that there are people out there who want to help. No one should feel alone. Mm,
no, 100%. No one should feel alone. I think especially for parents who may be finding themselves in that same place as well. Now, Renette, before we wrap up our time together, we've highlighted this specifically in terms of children and schools and the cyberbullying that they experience. And I mean, you share this from a perspective of being a mother, but if we actually look into the time and the development in terms of bullying, cyberbullying specifically, and its growth, we're seeing it also moving into adults. Are you able to, or let me rather put it this way, using the platforms that we have available, is this something that's also available for people that are older, outside of school, that are experiencing some cyberbullying from work perspectives or social circles that they may be in, to be able to know that, hey, there's someone who's able to listen and give them a place to voice out or get support, maybe if they are the ones that may be thinking that, I think I might be bullying people around me?
Yes, no, the same platforms, the same number applies. Safety Net is there for you. And look, when we want to become really technical in terms of the term cyberbullying, we say that that happens between children. The moment an adult steps in, it becomes harassment, and there are other objectives. But in general, we speak about cyberbullying. And you know what? It happens in the workplace. It happens between adults all the time, and we have helped adults. And I want to say that as parents and people in the workplace, I think we all, especially listeners of this amazing station, you know, we've got good intentions, and sometimes you've got this great WhatsApp group going or a conversation on Facebook, but there's this one person who comes in and wants to derail it. Mm. I think we need to remember that we are the light. We can shine a light. Yeah. You know, we've got the opportunity to be the light and actually take it back into a positive direction and not fall into the trap of spinning into that spiral of the negativity. So yes, there's always a way out. That's what I want people to know, because my journey started, and really I wanted to create awareness because of the shocking statistics of young people who commit suicide because of this. Yeah. And we can't let anyone feel so lonely.
Renette, thank you so much for your time and the work that you do. I'm absolutely just celebrating it so much, because I'm certain that there's many people that are definitely grateful for it. And I'm certain that it's going to reach many people and help you in raising a screen-savvy society, if I might say so myself.
Yes, please. Thank you. Fantastic. Thank you so much.
That was Rianette Leibowitz, who is the cyber wellness coach and founder of Safety Net Cyber Safety, and author of Raising a Screen Savvy Child, talking all things cyberbullying, to be able to comfort you as a parent that you might know that what your child is experiencing, or maybe what you are experiencing, or maybe a child that's listening right now that may be a person who is a victim of cyberbullying or even being the bully themselves, there is help and hope. There is a support that is available for you. You can send the word help to the WhatsApp number 061-9797-217.
The Afternoon Drive Show on Impact 103.